Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
I've been a consultant for 25 years now, and I'm here to tell you that you should not be a consultant. I'm going to talk about why here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. And back in the late 1990s, I started my career unwillingly as a consultant. I found a job at Pricewaterhouse after coming out of grad school and actually turned out to really enjoy consulting. Having said that, though, there's a lot of reasons why you should not be a consultant. And to be fair, there's a lot of reasons why you should be a consultant. So I'm actually going to talk about both here today, starting with why you should be a consultant. But I'm also going to talk about later why you should not be a consultant and some of the things to think about. And stay tuned to the end of the video, because at the end, I'm going to talk about how to determine whether or not consulting is right for you once I've gone through some of those pros and cons. So to start, let's talk about what the positives are, the pros of being a consultant. And first and foremost, as a consultant, you get to make a big impact on organizations. You could work internally at an organization and have the same skill set and have the same advice you might give to your internal team. But if you're an outside consultant, you could have the same skill set and the same competencies and come in and have just a different impact. People look to you as an expert. They typically are hiring consultants because they want to go through some sort of change and they're looking for direction and advice. So it's an opportunity to really affect and influence how big, massive, influential organizations throughout the world operate. And that can be very exciting. For example, many of the clients we work with at Third Stage are for-profit companies that produce really cool stuff. They manufacture really cool products. Others are nonprofits that are furthering society. Others are government entities that are helping people. So there's a lot of indirect end results that you get a lot of benefit from or a lot of joy from as a consultant. Most of the challenges that consultants are asked to fix are very challenging and rewarding. So you're solving complex problems, you get to really stretch your brain, you're constantly learning, and you're constantly learning new industries and how businesses operate, the operational dynamics, organizational dynamics, technology dynamics. And it really is a space where I don't think you would ever fully master the area of consulting or the art of consulting. There's just so many different industries to learn, and even within one industry, you have so many different types of companies and cultures and operational models, and it's just a fascinating place to be. So it is very rewarding. You learn a lot, and that can be a benefit of being a consultant. By being a consultant, you're oftentimes setting yourself up to be successful in whatever career you might pursue post-consulting, and it's a good resume builder. So if you have worked with helping some leading organizations throughout the world solve complex problems, you're going to be a lot more marketable, a lot more desirable to other organizations in the future. You may decide in the future you don't want to be a consultant anymore, you're tired of the travel, maybe the stress catches up to you, the long hours catch up to you, whatever the case may be, in which case having that consulting background will help set you up for success in the future. Now, if you're intrigued by emerging technologies as I am, it can be a really fascinating space in consulting to learn about these emerging technologies. And I mentioned before how you're constantly learning about new industries, new businesses, new cultures, but you're also learning about new technologies, whether it's artificial intelligence, data analytics, or robotics, or machine learning, ERP systems, whatever it may be, you're constantly forced to learn new technologies. And if you want to be effective, you're going to constantly stay on the cutting edge of where technology is headed, and you're going to stay on the cutting edge of understanding how technology works within complex organizations. So if you enjoy technology and you enjoy learning different things and you don't want to be limited or constrained by what any one organization might use internally within their organization, consulting can be a great way to open your mind to other types of technologies and things to learn within those spaces. Now, I just talked about some of the good aspects of consulting, some of the pros, but there's also some downside risk, and that's really what I want to focus here today, or what are those downsides or the cons of being a consultant. And the first is that it's a lot of hard work. A lot of people that don't have strong work ethics and don't like working long hours don't succeed in consulting because it's just too much. If you value the 40-hour work week and 8-to-5 work-life balance and weekends off and holidays off all the time, consulting may not be for you. There's a lot of pressure. There's client demands that can catch up to you. And if you're not prepared for that, or if you don't want to work hard, it's not going to be a good fit for you. So if you're really valuing a lifestyle balance or work-life balance, and you value that more than you value career exposure and long-term career growth potential, consulting may not be the right fit for you.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
If you've watched my videos for some time, or you've gone deep into my YouTube channel, you've probably seen me talk about some of my experiences working for the big system integrators and some of the downside risk of the big consulting firms in the industry. And if I were to summarize what some of those challenges trace back to, a lot of it is politics, especially for the larger consulting firms like Deloitte, Accenture, KPMG, Capgemini, all those guys. There's a deep-seated political dynamic that can be very unhealthy and very stressful. And it was for me. That was actually the main reason why I left the larger consulting firms. Larger consulting firms typically are focused on protecting big revenue streams with big clients, big projects. And when there's that much money at risk, it drives a lot of unhealthy political dynamics internally within the consulting organization. And what I mean by that, just to give you a couple examples, is oftentimes you aren't completely transparent with your clients because you're trying to protect that revenue stream. I know I spent a lot of hours in meetings with other team members trying to figure out how we were going to spin or put a positive spin on really bad news, something that made us look good and didn't make us look bad. So we spent more time doing that rather than focusing on how to solve the client's problems. And that can be a very stressful thing if you're not ready for that or if you don't like that sort of thing. In my case, I didn't like it, so that's why I moved on. So that's something to keep in mind, is the politics and stress of especially larger consulting firms can be very stressful for some individuals. No matter how irrational it may seem, whenever a client has a problem, it becomes your problem. As a consultant, there are high expectations. They've hired you to come fix a problem. By definition, they are struggling. They have some sort of problem that they don't feel like they can address themselves. So therefore, they are hiring you as a consultant. So oftentimes, you're going into a situation that is very difficult, very stressful, because the client has some other dynamics at play oftentimes that are undermining their abilities to solve whatever problems they're trying to solve. For example, organizations that are trying to implement new technologies and they're struggling with the deployment of new technologies. Oftentimes it's not because the consultants don't know how to deploy technology. Oftentimes it's because there's internal political fighting, there's unhealthy cultures, there's broken operational processes and things wrong with the organization that aren't necessarily your fault as a consultant, but it becomes your problem because now you've got to figure out how to solve this problem that you didn't create. So a lot of times consultants I've worked with really struggle with that dynamic. And I always try to set expectations with consultants we hire by saying that if you want to be a good consultant and you want to be effective, you need to think about how you can be a better therapist to your clients, because ultimately half the battle and half the value of consulting is listening to and understanding your clients' problems. Even though it's not technically your problem, it really is your problem to help understand what the problem is so that you can ultimately help get to the root cause and help solve it. So whenever there's client problems, they typically become your problems, and there's a lot of high expectations that go along with that. So that's something to keep in mind as you consider a career in consulting. One of the biggest keys to success as a consultant is what I often refer to as the finesse of consulting. It's more of an art, it's not a science. And that is the soft skill of consulting. When I was first starting my career in my early 20s as a consultant, there's a lot I didn't know. There's still a lot I didn't know, but I knew even less back then. And one of the ways I overcame that lack of knowledge and that lack of experience was by really mastering my finesse and knowing how to ask questions, knowing how to read clients, and really becoming somewhat of a chameleon that can respond to different situations and adjust and be very adaptable. So those soft skills are something that are very difficult to teach. And if you don't have them, it can be very difficult to master or develop. So you really need to look at yourself and understand, not only do you have the hard skills, the tangible skills, the technology skills, the understanding of business processes, all the stuff that's important and good stuff, but do you also have those soft skills? And if you don't have the soft skills, or you don't like the soft skills, or demonstrating those soft skills, you may want to rethink a career in consulting. Now, the final disadvantage I'll point out here in this video is the fact that for many larger consulting firms, the pace of advancement is very slow. You have to demonstrate a certain amount of tenure before you can move up within the organization. In fact, I grew very impatient, especially being in my early to mid-20s, early in my career, to where I felt like I could do a lot more than what I was being allowed to do at one of the big consulting firms, which is another reason why I left the big consulting firm to go to a smaller one. So you may want to rethink if you're looking at one of the big, massive consulting firms and upward advancement and quick upward advancement is important to you and you want to constantly challenge yourself, be sure you really think through that dynamic, because big consulting firms are designed to ensure that no one fails on the project. And they've really mastered this whole science of bringing in college grads that don't know what they're doing and putting them in a position where they can't fail. And part of the reason you ensure that you're not going to fail is ensure that you're not going to move up too quickly. They're going to slow you down and make sure that you move up only after you're 100% prepared for that next step in the process. So if that's something that does not sound appealing to you, the good news is there is an option. You can go to a smaller consulting firm. You can go to a mid-tier consulting firm that might give you a little bit more advancement opportunity. The challenge there, of course, is if you don't have consulting experience, it's going to be harder to get a job with one of those firms. So that's the trade-off you've got to navigate, but something to keep in mind as you consider a career in consulting. So this all begs the question, is consulting right for me? I guess it really just depends on your personality and what your goals are. If you like to work hard, you have those soft skills that help you be an effective consultant, you like to learn a lot, you're interested in different types of businesses and problem solving, consulting could be a great career. But if you like more predictability, more stable work environments, things that are more predictable, all that stuff, then consulting may not be a good career for you. And certainly if you don't want to work hard and you don't want to deal with a lot of stress and travel and different types of clients and dysfunctional organizations, then consulting may not be the right answer for you. So I hope this has given you a bit of a sense of whether or not consulting would be a right fit for you. I encourage you, if you are interested in learning more about consulting for a company like Third Stage, I've included our recruiting contact information below. And I've also included it at the bottom of the screen here. So please feel free to send your CV or express your interest via the email I've included linked to below. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.